Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 74 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. Obviously, it's my favorite thing to do in the game. Now, we'll be talking through my week in terms of goldmaking in both retail and classic. We'll be talking about what's going on with the game, and of course a discussion point, and this week I'll be talking a little bit about the accelerating nature of particularly the way I do gold making, which is focused on the auction house and crafting professions. And gold making really gets easier and easier when you do it that way. Now, of course, this podcast is made available by my patrons, and they get, amongst other things, they get access to all episodes 3 days early, as well as everything I post on thelazygoldmaker.com. So if you want to join us, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. But enough about that, let's dive into my week. So as we do every week, we'll start with BFA. But it might be a little bit different format this time around. I'm gonna do it a little bit more structured going forward, but not a huge difference. So right now I have 11 million gold on BFA, which is fairly similar to last week, I believe. Let me just double check that. It's pretty much smack dab the same as I had a week ago. I made 1.5 million gold in sales this week. Of course, most of that was BOEs. Then I spent 1.27 million gold on new BOEs. And I spent about 200,000 gold on battle pets, which I haven't chopped in a long time. So that's going to be very interesting to see how that pans out. I bought a bunch of new battle pets, and I've had some success with battle pets on the 30 days to a token challenge, so it's nice to spend some in that market. I've really just been posting what I've had for probably at least half a year since the last time I bought any, so it definitely was about time. Now, if we look at what I did this week, I had two repost sessions across all of my 9 BOE flipping realms. And overall, of course, with 1.5 million on 2 days, that's pretty good in terms of sales. I had a little bit less on the first repost with about 550,000 gold in sales. And then on Sunday, I had quite a bit more with 950,000 gold in sales. So what was nice this week was that the sales were evenly spread out. But what was not so nice was, of course, that I did not sell any of the very high ticket price BOEs. I have bought some of them, like in the 500,000 plus range. But none of those sold this week, so that's a little concerning, but not a huge deal. I also did one round of BOE shopping this week on one of the days, and I spent 1.27 million. So keeping the market stocked, I feel like I took less risk on this buy than I've done on some of the others, where I've been maybe a little bit too keen on getting stuff just to have more value on the market, but this week that was not the case, so I'm pretty happy with that. Now, of course, my main focus on BFA this week has been the 30 days to a token challenge, so we have to talk a little bit about that, even if I do the detailed reporting in text posts on my blog. So things are going pretty well. I think they're going much better this time around than they did the first time. I'm sitting at about 10,000 gold right now, and I have another 120,000 gold on the auction house. So at the same time last time, I had 2,500 gold and 85,000 gold on the auction house when I was at the same day. So I'm doing quite a bit better. I have a lot more stuff on the auction house, and I have more liquid gold. So definitely learned something. I have leveled Inscription now to max level in BFA. And I've already sold my two first Highborn compendiums, the item level 400 trinket. So obviously, since this is working out, it means I ditched mining for tailoring. This is partly because I wanted to do crafting professions now that I have the capital, or now that I've spent the gold to level it up. And it's partly because I realized that mining just isn't worth it, because I don't have BFA flying on this account. so mining has just been way too slow. So instead, what I've been doing for farming, which has worked really well, is to do fishing. And I've been fishing in the corrupted zones, or the Nyalotha invasion zones, mostly in Ulduum, which has been the best one. And I fly around and I fish the fishing pools until they're dry, and then the next fishing pool. The reason why I do the fishing pools is because of the gloop pet, which you can only get from the pools. I've already gotten two of them and sold them pretty much instantly, although the price on my realm is a bit low. But that's still 10,000 gold from the pets. And it's a reasonable drop rate, so you can farm it in, without having to spend like crazy amounts of time. And it's just been way better than what mining was with the ground mount, so I'm really happy with just cutting mining out. Even if I made some gold with mining, so it did help out a bit, but you can really only do one farming method at a time. And for me, that's going to be fishing. So that's the status right now. I'm going to have to figure out how I want to, or what I want to add to my setup, because I'm going to need more than just inscription, or I'm just going to, either that or I'm going to have to go really hard in trade chat, but we'll see. Things are certainly looking good for the challenge. Now, if we take a look at Classic, right now I have 2,200 gold on me, and I have another 3,300 on the auction house. So what that means is that I have the same amount of stuff on the auction house as I did last week, but I have 900 gold more in my pockets. So that's a pretty good week, I would say. Things worked really well. This week I hit 2,890 gold in sales, which is quite a bit more than last week, where we only had 2,000. So that's really cool. I didn't spend too much gold this week, and I also had more sales than usual, so that's really gonna make it a great week. I didn't get any upgrades, so no enchants. Did not spend too much gold on consumables, because I had most of the stuff I needed. It was nice, and I can really feel the last couple of weeks my liquid gold has been increasing. Even just restocking the same things. I think I'm one restocking session for alchemy behind the times. So that's gonna bring my liquid gold a little bit down, but still it's very high right now, which is of course very good. So one of the changes I've done this week is I've done a lot more engineering. In particular, I've tried to utilize the times where I'm farming on my gold cap challenge, which is on my normal bank account. And then I use the main account where I have all of my high level characters to just craft a bunch of like solid blasting powder and unstable triggers and turn that into separate charges. The separate charges sell extremely quickly. They've been very, very good. They've been so good that I have to increase my price because I just can't craft them fast enough. So I want to get a little bit more gold out of them when I post them. Engineering has been great. I've done some other engineering crafts. I sold a goblin rocket helm for 30 gold profit. That was pretty fun. I've started doing thorium shells. They sell incredibly quickly for like 30, 40, 50% profit margin. It's not a huge amount of gold per stack. A full stack, I'd sell that for about 80, 90 silver, but that's still very, very consistent profit. Very nice. I've also still been doing consumable flipping. The Echo drops from Winterspring still sell really well. As do Dark Runes and other tradable world consumables. So those are markets that also work really well. Now, it's been a great week in Classic as well. Things are just working out. I'm still working on my Warlock. I think I might... It depends on how well the 30 Days to a Token challenge is going, because I need to prioritize that. But I'm slowly leveling my Warlock. It's 32 now. Once I hit 35, I have some pretty cool ideas I want to do with max level professions, so hopefully we can get that going this week. And we'll see. I might not, but we'll see. So that's enough about my week, so let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the game. Now, for BFA, there's really nothing to say. There's nothing going on with BFA right now. If we look at retail, we know that the Shadowlands Alpha is coming pretty soon, so that's going to be exciting to see which direction Blizzard wants to take the gameplay systems and how Shadowlands is going to look. If we turn our attention to Classic, of course, there's much more going on. Arathibasin is live now. So that's certainly going to shake up the PvP meta. It's hard to assess how the impact is going to be on gold making. It could be large, it could be small. Overall, of course, we can expect players to maybe do a little bit more PvP as they try out the new battleground, work on reputation if they care about that. And of course, the new battleground is probably going to be the go-to for tryhard premades that are ranking, which means that they're going to change their preferences slightly in terms of which consumables they need. I'm assuming that Warsong Gulch and Arathibasin, played optimally, are going to have a little bit of a different consumable loadout. Probably going to have fewer free action potions and more of something else. But I don't know how big a part this is of consumable demand, so it's really pretty much impossible to predict what's going to happen with this. So overall, I think we might see some changes, but I'm not going to even attempt to predict them. I say just enjoy the new battleground, go out, slay some horde or alliance, whichever you prefer to kill, and enjoy the game. So we also have a segment with questions from our patrons, but we did not get any this week. So that means that we're going to dive right into the discussion point. We're going to talk about something that I've talked and written about before as well. But it's very, very top of mind right now because I'm just now starting out fresh on the 30 Days to a Token challenge, which means that this is something I really feel. Because it's no big surprise that I really prefer to use the auction house for making my gold. I do so through flipping, which is buying low and selling at a slightly less low price, or a normal price, or a high price, depending on the item. And I do a lot of crafting professions. And overall, crafting professions has probably been my most consistent gold-making method throughout the years. And in the area of crafting professions and flipping, it's absolutely not a secret that the rich get richer. And having a lot of gold is a huge advantage. So this also obviously means that the first million gold you make is going to be the hardest million you ever make. Generally speaking, the second million is usually much easier and much faster. And this is especially true if you're focusing on auction house based methods. If you're doing farming, it's going to be pretty much the same amount of work, except of course that you're slightly more optimal in your farming routes. There are of course several reasons for why more gold makes it easier. And some of these are techniques that you can employ once you get more gold, and some of it is just sort of a fact of life. The big one is more gold available means that you can enter more markets. You can buy more materials and craft more different items, or you can buy more different items to flip. You can afford to buy all 7 of the BOEs that are cheap today on your realm, rather than just having enough gold to buy one of them. And obviously this is going to have a huge effect on how much gold you can make on a weekly or daily basis. So this is both a blessing and a curse for those of us who don't have too much time to play. I am definitely not in the no-lifer category. I have a full-time job and a family. And this is why I like auction house and based and flipping methods, because they can scale, so your gold per hour actually gets better over time. But the flip side is that when you're starting out, things can be really slow. And they have been for me doing the 30 days to a token challenge. There are other content creators who have more time available to play the game than me. And they've generally done that challenge in significantly faster than me. Mostly by just spending more time farming. And I've done some farming because you need to farm to really be efficient when you're starting out. So this is typically when you have less than about 50 to 100,000 gold on retail. And less than about 100 gold on classic. If you're at that level, then you probably need to farm a bit to really be optimal, because it's very easy to invest 50,000 or 100,000 on retail or 100 gold on classic into stuff that you can flip or craft with profitably right away. So then you spend your gold, and now you don't have gold, so you have to go farm some items or do something at least with your time. Now, eventually you don't have to farm at all, because you'll just make more gold focusing on crafting professions and flipping. As your volume increases, this gets even better and better, and you want to spend more time on the auction house and among the crafting vendors rather than out in the world farming, because that's the best way for you. Eventually, of course, you can hit the point where you can just do high-end flipping markets, which is what I'm doing right now in retail, just flipping BOEs on 9 different realms. Probably spend between 2 to 3 hours a week, and I can make hundreds of thousands of gold. More than enough gold to pay for both my accounts with tokens, even if the market is extremely expensive to be in, as I'm also spending millions of gold on a weekly basis on BOEs. Some of the reason, or the main reason why this happens, or why it works like this, is of course that one of the main way gold making scales is by having more stuff on the auction house. The more different items you have for sale, the higher the chance that you get a sale. You'll have stuff available for more classes, more level ranges, more tastes if you're talking about transmog. And all of that is of course going to translate into more sales. So that's amazing. Now, if you can farm a ton, then you can really kickstart your value and very quickly get above the threshold where you can sustain crafting. If you can't, then don't sweat it. I'll be writing up everything I do in the 30 days to a token challenge to really give you an idea of what to do. But what I've been doing is I just combine farming with leveling crafting professions and getting ready to do flipping and continue doing crafting professions. So I went out, I did a lot of fishing, I sold the fish, I spent gold on herbs to level inscription, and now I'm at the point where I can make gold with inscription, so I probably don't need to farm as much to keep my crafting going, which is where you want to get. Another way that rich people really have it easy is the fact that you can afford to buy up huge amounts of material or items if the price is suddenly very low. So if some multiboxer is right now selling all of his stock and there's thousands of cheap herbs, you can afford to just buy them all. And then you can just keep them around in your mailbox or in your bank and gradually craft with them as you get as you need. Slowly restock, particularly in retail in a market like Alchemy, where the optimal way to craft is to just buy tons and tons and tons of materials and then spend 20 minutes straight crafting when you get a tool of the trade proc for the Silas Prosperity buff. And then you get like a higher proc chance on your rank 3s and you get way more potions per herbs and you're just making bank. But that doesn't work if you don't have hundreds of thousands of gold available to buy all the herbs, and if you have enough gold that you can buy all of the herbs when they're suddenly extremely cheap one day and just stockpile them, then you're going to have a higher profit margin than your competition as well. So these are some of the ways that richer players really can keep making it easier for themselves or making materials cheaper for themselves just by being able to execute when things are cheap. They can just go to town. They can buy all of the cheap BOEs or all of the cheap materials and utilize that, whereas a poorer player wouldn't. So that's what it is. It's gonna be easier and easier to make gold as you progress. It should be at least. Make sure you take advantage of the gold you have. When you have a lot of gold, look for deals, look for stuff to invest in, whether it's materials for your current crafting professions, leveling a new profession on your alt, or doing something else. Find ways where you can put that gold to work, because that's the best way to increase your auction house value and thus increase your sales. So guys, that's going to be it from me this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did and you want to read about gold making, I blog on thelazygoldmaker.com 3 times a day. I wish you all a very, very profitable week, and a massive thank you to my patrons for making this show possible. Goodbye, guys.